Hey family, this is Shannon Jackson, your resident host of Living Your Life Without Limits. Today, we're going to be taking a look back over 2021. It was an exciting year, a challenging year, and growth. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss it.
Wake up, everybody. Let's elevate your mind. Live your life.
Family, thank you once again for tuning in today to another episode of Living Your Life Without Limits. But do me a favor, make sure you like and click the subscribe button. Now, today we're going to be taking a trip down memory lane. You know, Living Your Life Without Limits has now been up on this YouTube channel since January 4th, 2020. I cannot believe how fast time has flown. But during this time, it's been some challenges. As we know, we were all coming out of the COVID era when it was really hot, as well as some excitement. And we've also had some growth and a little bit of bloopers and challenges. So today, I just wanted to go back and give you a look back of some of my favorite episodes, as well as talk about the journey, some of the highlights that I enjoyed during this season. So some of the great accomplishments, so I'm gonna start with something positive. And I want to do this because I wanna encourage each and every one of you, despite everything that's going on in the world, you can still accomplish some of your goals. Just like I speak to you about vision boards and goals, I do the very same thing for myself and also for my company, Living Your Life Without Limits. And some of the goals that we had set out for 2021, was the following. One of them was that it was very, very important that we do our first conference because the year of 2020, we had had a huge conference plan and like everyone else, we had to cancel it. So I was determined that we were gonna get our first annual conference off. And I wanna say it was a huge success. I wanna thank everyone that came out to participate because we had a fabulous time. And all I've heard is that when you're gonna do another one again. So take a look at a little of the highlights from that this year's conference. Hi, I'm Shannon Jackson, also known as the People's Nurse. You know, when I think of a dream chaser, I define it as a person who takes action, unafraid to go after their goals, despite the challenges and obstacles that they may face in their life. They still move forward. I want to ask you a question. What is your dream? Everybody has one, and everybody's dream is different. At Living Your Life Without Limits conferences, they're designed with you in mind to motivate you, to inspire you, and elevate you to tap into your inner being to manifest your dreams to become a reality. We encourage you to take action and invest in yourself. If you are ready to go forward with your destiny, click the link below because we're here and ready to take the journey with you. So another big excitement is that we're going to be launching commercials on Hulu. Yes, I said it, Hulu. Living Your Life Without Limits is going to be running commercials on the Hulu platform where there's over 19 million subscribers. So we're honored and excited to be a part of their family. And we're going to start running those and seeing hopefully Living Your Life Without Limits being transformed all around the world. Another one that I was really, really, really proud of and honored. A part of our team with Living Your Life Without Limits, we have I call them family, their extended family for us. It's Candor Tech Solutions, who's located in India. And I had the privilege to go meet our team there. It is over 21 employees, along with the two owners of the company. And I spent a week with them there. And they are strategic partners with Living Your Life Without Limits from the beginning to our website design, to helping us with search engine optimization. They're involved in every aspect of advertisement and media promotion, and I love them dearly. They are a fabulous team, and I want to give you a little highlights from my trip from India. Take a look at this.
It's the people's nurse. She's the people's nurse. All right. She's the people's nurse. All right. Where you come first, we gon' stand up and stand out. Yeah, stand up and stand out. You're alive, it's not too late. There's someone that can take your place. You're alive, so it's not too late. Pick your feet up and work your way.
Begin to grow. So one of the things that I wanted to highlight is that there has been some growth. So since we started in 2021, when we started, we went right into the pandemic. It was like, what am I doing? I honestly, like many of you, wondered, did I make a mistake? Did I miss the mark? Did I move too fast? But just like you, you got to put faith into action. And I did. And because we kept plowing through it and kept setting plans and checking them off and building strategies and business strategies, I am so happy that we've hired team members on to Living Your Life Without Limits. And we have two new members. And I'm very happy to have them join us. They recently joined us during the fall season, and they've been a tremendous asset to the team. So I'm looking to even hire more going forward. A big surprise for me is a shout out. We had ran a advertisement about street love on social media, and it caught the attention of Kelly Clarkson producers. And all of them were wonderful. I must have, and the time that I originally got a call, I was actually in India at the time visiting with the team, and we were working out there. And I thought to myself, if this is not crazy, they called to ask me to be up on the show. They thought it would fit great with what Kelly does. And I thought, oh my God, I've blown it. I'm here, I have no network, the network doesn't work well. It'll never happen again. So I explained why I wasn't able to make that opportunity. And then when everything happened, I just said to myself, well, God, if it's for me, it's gonna happen again. Lo and behold, literally, as soon as I get back, a week later, I get a call from another producer and says, hey, we're still interested. Are you available tomorrow? I says, yes, yes, I'm available tomorrow. And it was truly a highlight, not only for Living Your Life Without Limits, but a highlight for Street Love and myself. Kelly was very gracious on the show. And I appreciate her donation of $1,000, which we will use for our Street Love episode. So it was truly, truly a highlight for her to acknowledge the work that we do with Street Love and showed a lot of love to us on social media, and some of her fans started following. So thank you again, Kelly Clarkson, for the love that you've shown towards the People's Nurse and Living Your Life Without Limits, our Street Love community outreach program. God bless you for that. A big accomplishment for the company as a whole is this year we received certification as a minority business, a minority woman-owned business. So why that is so important and a big accomplishment? Because it evens the playing field where you will get access to major corporations where you don't have necessarily the funding or the direct connection to get into those doors. It's people like, just for example, say Chase or Coca-Cola or any of those that are building up their programs to support minority-owned businesses, small businesses will be able to have access to bid for contracts that are related to your field and expertise. So I was extremely honored when we received that notification and approval. I love that. I always say all we need is an opportunity. It's up to us to prove ourselves right when we get there, but let us have the opportunity. So I'm grateful for the opportunity and looking forward to hopefully align ourselves with some wonderful businesses to provide services to their organization. So this was a huge highlight for me. And you know, sometimes when you look at accomplishments, it's not necessarily bragging or boasting, but it's just like I talked about with that vision board. Setting a plan, seeing something that hasn't manifested yet, but keeping it there and plowing towards it. Now, let me tell you, none of this has been easy. As a matter of fact, it's been just the opposite. It's taken discipline. It's taken me working when I didn't really feel great, like when I got the booster shot and I still have to keep going because I was malaise set in and I'm not feeling 100%. Distractions come, life comes, challenges comes, death, loss. But the goal is to keep going. And it's something that I enjoy. I enjoy speaking into the lives of people, not just weekly through Living Your Life Without Limits, but my individual clients and organization, helping them reach their potential, whether it be business goals or personal goals. So it's something that I absolutely enjoy. And that's what I want to encourage you that are out there as you look at the highlights that we've gone through. Through evolving from 20 to 21 to going into 2022, seeing the evolution that this program has taken place and understanding that the best is still yet to come. I want you to see yourself in that same light. So I've been a registered nurse for 29 years, going on 30 years in 2022. I was an RN with a bachelor's degree. I have a graduate degree. I have a public health certification as well. But because I've ventured into doing coaching and motivating, there's actually research and a process to doing this and a small collective group of body. There is a certified nursing coaching certification nationally recognized. And I'm happy to say, in addition to being a life coach, I accomplished that. I actually went to school last year, and this year I took the national licensure certification examination and passed it the first time. And so I'm very, very happy about that. It was like a day that I was crying, like, oh my God, oh my God, oh, I was screaming. Ladies, like, shh. So I'm forever learning, ever learning to bring knowledge and to clients, to patients, to you out there listening and hearing me. And it was just a joy to be able to have the certification and the credentials behind me to say that I belong here. I'm here and I have the knowledge to back that up. So you heard me talk about all the good stuff. In the beginning, let me tell you what some of the bigger challenges has been. One is having, really finding the lane that I wanted to go in with Living Your Life Without Limits. I get this big piece of everybody wants health and wellness, but then there's a whole lot of people come to me for motivation and coaching and kind of finding the balance of my voice and where I want to speak to and the messaging. I think I'm growing, evolving. I look at where I started to where I am now. I'm very hard on myself, very, very hard. I want to ace it every time. So, and sometimes I don't. Sometimes there's retakes. But the challenge is to take the feedback, the constructive feedback, and grow and perfect it. So it's been a challenge for me to be able to look raw, come into an unfamiliar space, such as, you know, I was on social media at all, and to evolve in front of the audience. So that was one of the challenges. Continuing to be able to get the time in with talented editors like Barry and others that have other jobs that they're doing to continue to do great work. That's been a challenge. The one that's the most challenging to me is that was a goal for me this year and we did not meet it. So I want to say that. So sometimes you don't meet the goals and they have to roll over. So it's one of the priorities for next year. My goal was to do more street love events. And to actually take it from just being a community base where we just go out into communities, but actually go into individuals and give more direct support to families and individuals and honor them and recognize them where they are and make it more personal and hear their stories and provide support. We've done a little bit of that, but not to the degree that I wanted. We wanted to make it a web series and that has not manifested. So that's a goal that's being moved over to 2022. And as I'm talking about that, one of the challenges has been is finding stories. We put advertisement out there. We advertised in on social media. We advertised on media links. And I want to just reach out to the viewers. We started in California, but my goal is to go from city to city, street by street. And we had people wanting us to come to other areas, and that takes money and funding for us to continue to do that. So that's why we got to continue to get more people interested in street love so we can get donations or get strategic partners to help support that, because 99% of the funding comes from me. But I want to tell you right now, we love street love. I love street love. And I want to say, if you or a loved one are in need of some support in the area of health and wellness, be it motivation, be it coaching, or items that you might need for home to help you in your journey, send us an email. And I promise we'll get back to you and see if it's something we can do. And that's info@livingyourlifewithoutlimits.com. Because 2021 didn't meet our full goal and we weren't able to do all of them that we wanted to do, because my goal was to do it in a web series where we release so many at a time and so many at a time and have it ongoing weekly. But that's okay. 2022 is around the corner. So where are we going for next year? The sky is the limit. But here's some of the ones that we've put down for it. So one of the ones that we put down is, I just said it, street love. We want to make this a web series. We want to get out there and touch as many lives as we can and share those stories weekly in a series basis. So that is number one that we want to do. We are launching our very first online coaching program. And that came by popular request because we had the conference. People said, you need to spread this to other people that cannot come here physically, but need to have this information. So we will be hosting our online conference. Our online coaching program starting in January. We're going to have two sessions, one in the morning and one in the evening. So many people, stay tuned for that because you will really enjoy that to get you ready for the new year. We are also looking to do our second conference, but this time bigger. When we looked at the feedback from last year, everybody had a lot of good feedback, but they said, make it bigger. Take more people in. So we got to find a new venue. So in 2022, we're going to have our second conference. And then we're looking to also take it on the road to other cities. Strengthen strategic partnerships. I talked about that earlier. That's why it's great that we have the certification program as a minority-owned business. So we want to partner with other businesses and work with them, not just individual. We want to be that extension, that partnership to help businesses meet their business goals as relates to their employees and motivating and retention and recruitment. So those are some of the key goals that we have. But you know, we haven't even gotten into 2022 yet, and my mind is already clicking. I want to thank everyone that works with the Living Your Life Without Limits team. There's so many countless people, I can't even name them all. But here's some of the core ones that we have there. LaRonda, who is been with me from the beginning. She's an executive assistant moving into a project coordinator role in January. We're going to get somebody else to do that. She's been fabulous, outstanding. Barry, who's been my primary video and editor, who's been here, feel like he's been here from the beginning, but he hasn't, but we're so aligned. Rodney, who does Rodney John, Made by Rodney Hats. Bernard, who just joined us, who's working internally with the videos and marketing online. Jessica, who does our booking for us. Oh, all the countless different editors and video people I've used, even if I use them for one time here and there, I thank you that you've supported Living Your Life Without Limits. I wanna thank you, the audience, the fans of the show, listening or viewing, who tune in weekly. Or call me or text me or email me how much you appreciate what I'm doing and encouraging me to keep doing what I'm doing. And guess what? We are just getting started. But I want to also send a special thank you to my extended family, Candor Tech Solutions in India, who faithfully, you would think we were all here together. They were gracious when I came there to see them. They rolled out the red carpet and they worked tirelessly each week to help do what they need to do to keep the name and the brand growing. So I thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because all gifts that I have came from Him. I thank my family and my friends. Special thank you to my daughter, who, like LaRonda, was there from the beginning, who has also been a core sponsor at periods of the show and has been a champion of the vision. Just so many people. So many to count. My son, who created the words of the theme song. And then Joe Velasquez, who created the music to go along with it. Just so many people that if I keep going a name, I'll never get this thing done. God bless you all. I hope you enjoyed the look back. I hope you enjoyed some of the fun, seeing some of the fun that we've had, some episodes that may have touched your heart. And then there's also some bloopers there that you're going to see. But as I often end, I want to wish everyone this time a happy new year going into 2022. Still got to get used to saying that. And as I often end, remember to love yourself. Take care of yourself, because guess what? You are absolutely worth it. And go into 2022 anticipating greatness to happen in your life. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you in the new year. Hey family, this is Shannon Jackson, the People's Nurse. Listen, tune in this upcoming Friday as we take a look back at the things that happened in 2022. And we want to show you a look back of what has happened this year.
13 hours.
You've been twerking?
No, working.
Twerking 12 hours?
Twerking and working. It felt like it was twerking. I was running so much.
Today we're talking about... Let me say one more. Take two. Going after it. Go after it. Go after it. But before we go any further, I want to take a moment to... But before we go...
light being on it. So today we're talking about, I stumbled on from today.
Hey family, I'm back again. So glad to have you with us today. Here's a quick rundown of... All right, maybe just the air for just a second to sweat me off. Let me just pack a little bit. Your resident host with Living Your Life Without Limits. Make sure you tune in with us for our upcoming episode called Stay. Don't lose focus. Hey family, this is your girl, Shannon Jackson, your resident host with Living Your Life Without Limits, also known as the People's Nurse. Tune in this upcoming Saturday for our excited to have my special guest with me today, none other than the project manager. None other than, let me go that again, project manager.
Say her name first.
It was funny.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
That what I think. That's what it's people feel that way when they get mad at a job.
For sure.